This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Welcome to the Eye on Money show. It's Tuesday, January 31st, and this is the last day of the month. This is the program that tries to take the mystery out of your financial life. It's a lot of things here. And what we are trying to do is really, look, we are hopeful that we can just help you all get to better places in your financial life. That's it. It's really easy, you know? If you feel like that's you. If you're like, gosh, I need some help, then let us help you. Come on, let us help you out. And if you want to do that, then just go to our website. It's jillonmoney.com. We would be delighted to assist you. Okay. So all that being said, we would be clear that if we were kind of not here with you and with this program, we wouldn't have as much fun. But mostly, I am clear that without you all, I don't even have a book. And so what that means is that I have to be honest, like the book, it's happening, right? And we're so psyched. So I just did something kind of fun with Mark because I haven't seen Mark in so long because he was sick for 4 weeks. I sent him a copy of the acknowledgement page. So Mark, you got an acknowledgement, huh?
Quite the honor. I was not expecting that. And like I said, I'm not sure that'll ever happen again in my life unless Theo decides to write a book.
The Great Money Reset is my new book. It dropped last week, a week ago today on January 24th. We're recording this the day before the drop. Okay, so we're recording this on the 23rd. Happy tax season. So I wanted Mark to have a copy of the book before then. I couldn't make it happen. So I sent him a picture of the acknowledgement or the dedication page. So you open the book and it says, for Mark, the best executive producer ever, and for the community that we have created. And that's you guys. You do deserve it. And I love our relationship and I absolutely love working with you. And you know that. So that's the best. And so today, we're like, everyone breathe deeply. It's excellent. We are going to talk to Ashley, who's on the line from San Jose, a San Jose Shark fan. Is that right? Are you a San Jose Shark fan or not?
I could be. Yeah. I live about 2 miles from the stadium. So yeah.
Nice.
Great. The arena. Yeah.
That's good. Great. What can we do for you today?
Well, I had questions about how to contribute my extra dollars that I've been contributing to a brokerage account historically. I did my end of the financial year checkup with my Fidelity advisor that we have through our employer. And I said, what about this after tax? I've seen it. I don't really know much about it. Can you tell me about it? So he told me about it. And of course, light bulbs went on, sparks flew. And now I'm questioning the $2,000, $25,000 to $3,000 that I've been putting in my brokerage account every month, whether I should be putting that into my after tax account. Mm. Now, I went ahead and made the changes at the end of last year to do that. And of course, the adjustment to the paycheck, because it's after tax dollars, it's changed, but it's also changed in the amount of what I would have been taking home and then putting in the brokerage. So that works out. But yeah, so that's more of my questions. I've been reading at your recommendation, and Mark and Ed Slott, I've been reading his retirement time bomb book, and I am absolutely devouring it. So I'm learning a lot as I go, and some of it makes me go, okay, and some of it makes me say, oh yeah, knew that. And of course, I got my education from you guys. So
I mean, first of all, you can't. I have to laugh. I got all of my new tax charts, and Mark, I have your physical tax charts from Ed Slott. He is so funny because he is so excited by what he does, and he's so excited about how much we pound the table about Roth, specifically you, Mark, I would say. So Ashley, tell us about yourself so we can figure out whether or not this makes sense for you.
So I am single. I have a partner long-term. I'm 38, child-free, not planning on children. So high five, Jill. Mm-hmm. And have an income of about $270,000. And I'm contributing the max to my 403B. My employer is pretty fantastic. They provide a 5% basic contribution no matter what I do. And that's every employee in the country or the company, which is really nice. Mm. And then based on my years of service, at 5 years of service, I get another match of 5%. So they give me 10%. To get my max, I do 9%, and then I started doing that 5% into the after tax, and they will match that as well. So
Wait a minute. I just want to make sure I understand this. So just to be clear, 403B you're putting in, so it's $22,500 this year. You get your 5% basic, then because of your tenure, you get another 5%. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. And then when you put money, you're putting 5% into after tax, and that is also matched?
That is. So what I'm trying to do is maximize it out based on the 415C rule. So I believe that's $67,000 for this year. So that's, matching dollars, employer contributions, and then mine.
Is this a mega backdoor Roth or not? It could just be they're saying we are doing an after-tax contribution. Are they then allowing you to convert that into a Roth once a year?
Not once a year, but at retirement. I mean, maybe that's something I could look into. I'm not going to touch it. But I can't, because of income limits, can't do the Roth, haven't been able to do the Roth for years. Mm. And so that's the appealing part of this is, hey, it's not, I roll it over and it's not subject to RMDs. My bigger question comes on the growth. Because the growth, to my understanding, is going to be taxed at an income tax rate. Right now, I'm in the 35% bracket. Whereas when I go to my brokerage account and it's long-term capital gains at a maximum of 20%. So yeah, it would be great not to have money that's has to be, it's already taxed. It's not subject to RMDs at hopefully 75, right, Jill?
Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm looking at. And it doesn't make a difference to my cash flow because I'm taking it out of cash flow. And
right. It doesn't matter. You're putting the same money into your brokerage anyway. You have a traditional 403B. You're not using a Roth 403B.
That is correct.
What is the amount of money you have in the traditional right now?
$263,000.
And how much money do you have in your brokerage account?
I have $33,000.
And when you said $270,000, was that you and your partner or just you?
That's just me.
Okay, great. Do you guys own a home together? Or you own your own home? Or are you renting?
I own my own home. I purchased it at the end of 2019 for $660,000. I have a 3% rate right now after refinancing in February 2021, and it was an FHA loan, so I owe $615,000 on it, valued at $725,000.
Why an FHA loan? That's interesting, because you didn't have enough of a down payment. You had all your money in retirement accounts.
So with my employer, they afforded that to us. I'm in healthcare, though I'm not an MD. They said, hey, we know that you guys are never going to be able to contribute $250,000 to a down payment because of the Bay Area. So they were able to set us up with a lender who would allow us to do that on a tiered basis. And yeah, so it worked out really well. I'm really happy with the home, 2-bedroom, 2-bathroom condo. So yeah, it's a lovely place to be.
You mentioned something that's interesting. So you don't know where we are, right? We don't know where your tax brackets are going to go. The after-tax portion, I think you just said, and I want to make sure I heard this correctly. You said, well, I'm going to put that money in and it's a grow. And then I'm going to, were you referring to that portion that's going to be subject to income tax or your traditional $263,000?
So the 403B traditional $263,000, that's all pre-tax, yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
But the after-tax, my understanding, and I had him repeated a couple of times, my advisor said that the earnings are after tax, not the earnings, the contributions are after tax. Those right. roll over into a Roth, but the earnings on those after tax dollars per the plan will be taxed at an income tax rate.
So that is not a Roth. That's weird. Mark, have you heard anything about that?
No, I mean, I would love to have her talk to somebody else. If it can be rolled into a Roth, then how are the earnings going to be taxed? I don't get it.
Yeah, me neither.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I guess the other option is, do you have the ability to, I mean, forgetting about this after tax, because I know it's nice to get a match, don't get me wrong. Instead of a traditional 403B, could you contribute to a Roth or not?
I don't think so. I think just the after tax is what's afforded to us through our employer.
Let's just say you're right. There is an extra tax. It's still kind of nice. There's this matching component is what I'm tantalized by. Not even like the Roth part, because no one's matching your brokerage account, you know? So to me, is it possible that there is some rule in this plan that I don't know about? Absolutely. I don't know every plan. I mean, I think there's two issues that are important to raise. Is there anything else? You're young, right? I mean, this is socking away. If you do this up to $60,000+, it's a lot of money, even if, you know, if it's, let's say, even if it's like $30,000 out of your pocket, right? That is going out. That's a lot of money going into retirement. And you don't have that much money in your brokerage account. My question to you is, do you need some more liquidity? Is there something else you want to do?
Yeah, so I think that's a great point. And that's kind of that's the part B of my question. So as I said, I'm 38. My partner is 50. We're both in clinical practice. He wants to be out of clinical practice and teach in 5 years. Mm-hmm. And of course, with the 11-year age gap, I'm thinking, hey, if he wants to retire, certainly I want to be able to join him and travel and have the fun things in life.
Mm.
So do I, and I'm not planning on taking any kind of loan or taking that money out early, from my retirement plan, but do I want to have access to that in the event we want to go somewhere, move something? I want to retire early. I need that for healthcare expenses in retirement. So my question is also liquidity as well.
Mark, what do you think?
Well, I would definitely get the match for sure. I mean, that's obvious. I mean, I would love to know for sure what exactly this plan is. I mean, it sounds like a mega backdoor Roth, which, you know, ultimately ends up being treated like a Roth, completely tax-free. So I want to get that determined and figure out what exactly it is. I mean, you don't have to max it out. You don't have to go crazy. Maybe put some in and then redirect the other stuff to your brokerage. Do you have an IRA?
Well, so again, I've learned so much about it from you guys. I had a small IRA, like $40,000 from my old employer. And when I came to California 5 years ago, I put it in a rollover IRA. Then I learned about doing I learned about doing the backdoor Roth. So all of this has been about 5 or 6 years in the making. And so I learned about the pro rata rule, and I didn't want to pay a whole ton of taxes when I converted. So I was able to roll that IRA into my employer plan, which I know most don't allow. So I took that $40,000 and put it into the 403B that I have now. So I have a small Roth account of $16,000, but that's just from a few backdoors.
I mean, Mark, it's weird because, like, I agree with you. I think that I would, I mean, I want to get the match, but I don't want to be stupid either. And I'd like you to have some money that's building up in that brokerage account because of the age difference with your partner, but also just for you, right? Like, well, maybe you don't want to do this anymore 15 years from now, but you're, you know, like, it would be nice to have some flexibility. Do you have some cash on hand as well? Just, you know, like money in the bank kind of cash?
Sure. I have $15,000 in just a regular savings account, $30,000 in a high yield savings account, I bonds, of course, of $10,000, HSA of $14,000. So I've got a little bit here and there. And then, of course, you want to know about my monthly expenses. With fund money and just having a lot of fun, probably about $7,500 to $8,000 a month.
And you think that that's going to be, you know, consistent over time?
I do. Okay.
Are you managing the brokerage account yourself?
You know, I have it in age-based index funds, just 2050. And that's because I don't want to bother with rebalancing. I just want to leave it.
Okay.
Set
that's
and forget it.
I would not do that.
Oh, really?
She's going to be saving a lot of money in a brokerage account. That's like probably the last thing you want to use in a brokerage account, because there can be a lot of unexpected, ugly tax surprises with a target date fund.
Oh, really?
So why don't we give Ashley a quick and dirty allocation? She's, you know, there's 33 in there right now. There's more that's going to be going in there. Let's do a quick and dirty allocation for brokerage account. And again, I think that that's right, that of course having a target date fund is easy, but Mark raises a really good point, which is easy also may come with some tax inefficiency. So Mark, what's the right way to start with 33? It'll be whatever. I'm sure it'll be 40 or 50 by the end of the year. What do you think?
I would have 80% in stocks and 20% in bonds. And like 60% of the stocks should probably be, maybe 65% of the stocks should be a total stock market index fund, 15% an international stock market index fund, and then the remaining 20% in a total bond market index fund, which I'm sure if you dig into that target date fund, that's probably very similar to what they're using.
But we just worry that they, like, there is weird distribution amounts that will come out and cause just unwanted tax liability for you, because you really don't need to trade this account, obviously. What kind of measures have you guys taken since you're partnered long-term? Do you guys have estate documents? Because sometimes when you don't actually have a marriage certificate, it's hard to settle an estate. So have you guys done that stuff?
I just finished mine, and I have some beneficiaries on each of these individual accounts. And he has it somewhere on paper. But yeah, most of it is. I knew you were going to say that.
Did you hear the oi? I'm really certain that, especially in your situation, it is really important just to get this done. You know, I mean, all the other stuff being said, yes, I want you to tighten up financially and do all that, but this is the stuff that actually can cause some issues. Do you guys live together?
We do not.
You do not. So he has his own home.
He rents, yes.
I know how to cut some of your expenses.
Well, and we're discussing that. That is,
oh my gosh, Mark, I just waded into territory that I shouldn't go into. All right. So, and I mean, okay. So if you are considering living together, the kind of things that happen that are really screwed up in the law, let's just pretend it's 12 years from now, you are living together. It's your house, right? You don't have a document that says anything. You die. He doesn't really have standing. So that house goes to someone in your family, not to him. And presuming everything's great and everyone's on great terms, no problem. But oftentimes it's like, just specify it. Like, oh, you know what? It will revert to my family, but he gets to live there rent-free for as long as he wants to be there, or whatever you want to say. I just think it's important to put it down.
I've heard so many situations on your podcast and another podcast that that's hey, family kicks them out or whatever. So that is established in my documents as well. The plan is to be out of it, rent it for a while, and then eventually come back when he can do remote work.
All right.
So we kind of have like a very preliminary plan.
Yeah. And so all this is to say that, number one, here's what we want. We do want a little bit more info on your plan through work. The only other thing that I would say is just that estate stuff and, you know, building up that brokerage account with index funds that will not add to your tax burden. Sound like a plan?
I think that sounds like a great plan. And actually, I've been trying to get my partner to come on as well, too.
Oh, you're going to play this episode for him and he's going to be like, oh, yeah, don't call me out like that, sister. It's okay. We all make these. Listen, a lot of things happen in like your day-to-day life. It's not like anyone like wakes up and says, oh, I have to like, oh, I want to do my estate documents. But you know what? Just do it. Let's do it. It's okay. It'll get done. You'll be happier for having done it.
Absolutely. And I, you know, I go to each one of my mom and I've talked to her and my dad and I've talked to him and nobody wants to really get into it deep. But it's interesting now that I'm doing it. I'm like, ugh, and I'm simple. I can understand. I don't even have children.
I know. Imagine like you could see like how it just gets very complicated very quickly. But we're not going to be complicated. You're not going to be complicated. It's going to be great. Okay. So anything else we can do for you, Ashley?
I'm really grateful and I will circle back around with the information.
So if you, like Ashley, got a lot of different things going on in your workplace plans, new options are coming, you know, Secure Act 2.0 came out and lots of changes and deferrals and of ages when required minimum distributions. If you just want some help thinking this through and you really just would like a little clarity, we are here for you. Just go to jillonmoney.com, click the contact us button, and you'll see a form. It pops up. Complete the form. And at the end, it says, do you want to come on the air live? And if you hit that little checkbox, Mark does everything else. Also on the website, please do sign up for the free weekly newsletter because every Friday it comes out. Mark compiles all the good stuff going on out there in the personal finance, economic, and financial universe. So that's really helpful. And you can order my new book. It's called The Great Money Reset, and I hope you do order it. So we thank you very much for listening. Mark Talaris here was the co-host and the executive producer. Karen Kranick is our web queen. We are distributed by Paramount Global. We drop our episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. We do encourage you to do something nice for someone else today. And our mantra comes straight from you and from the book. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you on Thursday. If you like Money Watch, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. Okay. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.